These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado, encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. What a week 9 in the NFL, as it is every single Sunday. We got a Monday recap for you. But before we get into that, guys, aside from the Browns losing to the Broncos 24-19, Brandon Allen getting his first career start and his win, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry were told to change cleats at halftime. I don't know if you guys saw this. They were wearing Joker-esque cleats on Odell's feet, and Jarvis Landry was wearing some type of orangey-brown color, and they were told at halftime you have to either change your cleats or sit. And a little bit of controversy there in Cleveland, but aside from the gameplay, there is just total chaos down in Freddie Kitchen's kitchen. Not looking good for the Cleveland Browns. They allowed Brandon Allen to go for almost 200 yards. Philip Lindsay went for 92 yards and a score. And Noah Fant, the tight end rookie, went off. 3 catches for 115 yards and a score. Baker Mayfield, still think he's elite, guys? No, I don't think so. 273 yards, a touchdown. Nick Chubb doing Nick Chubb things. 20 attempts for 65 yards. 4 catches for 26 yards. All right, guys, I'm sorry. I have to do it. Miami gets its first win of the season. Joe, you were on it all during Pro Football Today. What was the Jets going to do? They weren't doing anything all season.
No, he wasn't. No, wait a second. I was on it. Joe was saying that there was no way in hell the Jets wouldn't go out there and win.
Well, I was saying, remember when I was giving the injury updates that Tremaine Johnson and Mosley were out, he said they haven't been doing anything all season, so what was the difference going to be at all?
Right, but Joe was very clear. He thought the Jets were going to get it done. I was scared about this game.
Everybody was on, give me the fish, give me the fish. Gabe was saying, Dane, you said it yourself. You were right, give me the fish. And the fish showed up. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Go ahead,
congratulations, all you who actually spent money on a one-win team or a zero-win team. It's a hell of a game to bet.
I'm not saying that.
A win is a win.
Let's just get it accurate. That's all I'm saying. Don't try and say Joe was all over the fish. That's not the case. That's all.
You were over the fish. He was over the Jets secondary not doing anything, and they did not do anything. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns. Preston Williams caught 2 of them, 5 catches for 72 yards, 2 scores. Devontae Parker caught the other one, 4 catches for 57 yards and a score. For the Jets, Sam Darnold, 260 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Le'Veon Bell showing up a little bit. 17 rushes for 66 yards, 8 catches for 55 yards. Jamison Crowder, 8 catches, 83 yards, and a score. I got to do it too, guys. My Pittsburgh Steelers, 26-24 over the Indianapolis Colts. Laces out. Always laces out.
Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri. He missed an extra point too, so the age is getting to him, that's for sure. But the Steelers coming out on top at home. Mason Rudolph, 191 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jalen Samuels, you heard in the promo before, Jim Day called it. He got 13 catches, 13 targets. He caught all of his passes for 73 yards. He had 8 rushes for 10 yards. That's actually a Steelers record, guys. Fun fact, 13 catches in a game. That's the most by any Steelers running back. He beat Le'Veon Bell's record. So congratulations to Jalen Samuels.
Right?
I'm sorry? As a running back, yes, as a running back. Jalen Samuels, yeah, good day for him. James Washington getting involved, 4 catches, 69 nice yards. Vance McDonald, 5 catches for 30 yards and a score. So Jacoby Brissett started the game. He got stepped on by his lineman, so Brian Hoyer stepped in and stepped up. 168 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Zach Pascal, 76 yards and a score. And Jack Doyle, 22 yards and a score. The New England Patriots have finally lost a game. Fortunately, it's to the Baltimore Ravens, so I can't be too happy, but I am a little happy. Good to see Tom Brady get some humility, you know, little humility to him. Lamar Jackson, 163 yards in the air, 1 touchdown. He rushed 16 times. That's the most rushes on the day for the Ravens. 61 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mark Ingram doing his work, 15 rushes, 115 yards, 2 catches, 29 yards. For the Patriots, Tom Brady, 285 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Mohamed Sanu, this is a breakout game with his new team. 10 catches for 81 yards and a score. Julian Edelman doing Julian Edelman things. 10 catches for 89 yards. James White also getting involved. 9 rushes for 38 yards and a score. 2 catches for 46 yards. Let's go to the Green Bay Packers. The Los Angeles Chargers shocking the world at home. It was filled with Green Bay Packer fans, but that didn't matter. They took him down 26-11. Phillip Rivers, 294 yards. He rushed 3 times for 0 yards. Melvin Gordon getting involved and finally showing everybody that he still is Melvin Gordon-esque. 20 rushes for 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 3 catches for 29 yards as well. Austin Eckler getting involved too. 12 rushes for 70 yards, 4 catches. 23 yards. Big Mike Williams, 3 catches for 111 yards. And we got the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, 161 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 rush for 5 yards. They held Rodgers pretty well here in Los Angeles. Jamal Williams had 10 yards on the ground, 39 yards in the air, and a score. Davante Adams, fighting through his turf toe, showed up, 7 catches for 41 yards. Guys, tonight, Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys visit the New York Football Giants. Cowboys are 6.5-point favorites. The Giants are plus 270 on the money line, and the over-under is 48.5. It's Dak Prescott versus Danny Dimes, the khaki killer Daniel Jones. All right, going to send it back to the guys on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Monday morning.
Listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour two here on Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we got another game tonight to close out the 9th week in the NFL season. Week 9 will culminate at MetLife Stadium as the Giants get ready to host the Dallas Cowboys in a big NFC East matchup. You got a 3-win Dallas team or 4-win with Dallas team taking on a 2-win Giants team. And of course, yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles not only won, but they covered yesterday as well, taking down that pitiful Chicago Bears team who continues to set the bar lower and lower from a offensive standpoint. Crazy that they actually went into halftime with, I think, a total of 8 yards of offense. Some good stuff there. But Philadelphia is proving that, we still remember what it was like to win a Super Bowl championship filled with a bunch of guys on that team. They're not going to roll over and go quietly. And Dallas, well, this is the scene of the crime a few weeks ago. I'm not even sure how Dallas is stomaching the fact that they lost to the New York Jets in this building a couple of weeks ago. But they got a return. Danny Dimes, though, different team than in week one that the Dallas Cowboys ended up facing. That was Eli Manning. That was Johnny 2-yard out route there. And this is going to be a different team. Don't forget, Leonard Williams now, a member of the New York Giants, trying to shore up at least the middle of that defensive line, try to stop the run game a little bit better. I do think the winner of this game, whoever it may be, whether it's the Giants or Dallas, I think is going to have to be considered, a contender to win that division, because none of those teams outside of Washington, none of them really want to. They've all had their ups and downs so far this year. Obviously, a much bigger win for the Giants tonight. And it would be a huge loss. And we could probably add Jason Garrett's name to that list of hot seat people we've been talking about. What happens if they lose tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that Lincoln Riley, watch out. That's where I think it goes. But you're right, it was a different Giants team back in September. Golden Tate as well. So we'll see.
Yep. The battle of wits there between Garrett and Shearer. Oh, my God. It's going to be a terrible game. We'll break it down for you coming up next. SportsGrid.com.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was all about the home teams in Week 9, certainly yesterday in the NFL, as they swept the board 11-0 straight up and against the number. Home teams had been getting their asses whooped here in the first 9 weeks, or first 8 weeks, rather. 71-44 against the number, 62% in the first 8 weeks, something that just could not continue at that rate. And yes, the home teams decided to actually take advantage of that home field advantage, so to speak, and they did well. The public, they did get it right on a couple of big plays. Started off 9 o'clock yesterday with the Texans taking on the Jags, crushed them. In fact, 26-3. Public was heavy on the Texans getting a point. They were right to be. The Eagles also were a big public favorite yesterday. They were laying five, and I don't even think that was enough. 22-14. Yeah, right. As the Bears are just abysmal. The Panthers also were a big public favorite yesterday. They beat the Titans 30-20, and the Bills 24-9. They ended up covering. They won that game rather easily there. Tough spot for Dwayne Haskins. The Sharps also got their share right yesterday. The pros, they were all over the Steelers. The Colts were huge public favorites, but they didn't end up getting the job done. Laces out, like you heard Fasano say at the top. The Dolphins also were a big sharp play yesterday. They also loved the Raiders. The Raiders were another big play by the Sharps, as the Lions were a public favorite. The Raiders with a big goal line stand there to end the game, take care of Matt Stafford and company. But the big loss of the day for the Sharps was that Tampa game where, man, nobody wanted to back Seattle. And Jason Myers, by the way, how about the kicking game yesterday for some teams here? Jason Myers missed from 40 yards. Vinatieri missed an extra point and a field goal again. You go down to even Tucker. I thought it was priceless last night, as even Justin Tucker missed a extra point shot. And this, of course, coming after Belichick had paid him the ultimate compliment about how great he was. Well, voila, there's the Belichick curse. But all in all, yesterday, Dane, I got to tell you, the Packers, that was exactly what at some point you were going to get. You were going to get an egg one of these days from that team. A lot of breaks had gone their way thus far. But kudos to the San Diego Chargers and their new offensive coordinator, guys, who delivered in a big way. That looked a lot more like the San Diego Chargers team that we thought we'd have all year long. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram just led a defense that has really just riddled with injuries. But my word, I mean, they've been getting better and better and better every week. We started to see it last week as they started to clamp down against that Chicago team. And then it really rolled over. The Packers, guys, Rodgers only had 161 yards. The Packers only had 184 yards of offense all day. That's with Devontae Adams back in the lineup. So congratulations to the Chargers, who for the first time started to look a lot like what we thought they were, Dane, which is going to be a pretty competitive team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know their history of starting slow and then, you know, working to make it all up in November and December. So we could be in for that. I mean, their division is somewhat open. But I agree with you. Remember, first, let's talk about their defense, okay? We've been saying that they couldn't stop the run, and Green Bay combines for 10 carries of 40 yards in total running the ball, okay? Joey Bosa is now hearing left and right about how his little brother is going to get Defensive Player of the Year votes, and he's like, whoa, slow down. I'm pretty good myself. The reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week does it again with that defense. But here's what I want to say about the Chargers, Joe. For the last 3 or 4 weeks, ever since Melvin Gordon came back, I said on this show that it felt like they were force-feeding Melvin Gordon. It felt like they had forgotten about other weapons they had, whether those be Big Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. And what I saw with the Chargers yesterday was a return to what I call the fantasy herd. Okay, it is good for the real team to have so many different weapons and not know which one to use. It's bad for the fantasy team, but it's great for Phillip Rivers at the line of scrimmage. And this is what we see, a more balanced attack. Yeah, Gordon gets 20 carries, but Austin Eckler got 12. And Austin Eckler still gets more catches, you know, in the passing game to continue to lead the NFL among running backs. You know, we see Hunter Henry with 7 catches. Mike Williams over 100 yards. Keenan Allen involved. This idea of the fantasy herd is what the Chargers need to be. Oh, and look at the other byproduct, by the way, Joe. Phillip Rivers, who had been putting it up, what, 40, 45 times? Yeah. In this game, 21 for 28. Not sexy, but what it is a 75% completion rate, and only having to put it up 28 times, actually be balanced, and boom, the Chargers are back in the win column.
No more Ken Wisenhunt, and enter Shane Steichen, and I think he's done actually a pretty damn good job yesterday. He was aggressive when he needed to be. I thought that he established a run game come hell or high water, got both of the guys involved.
Got
it was
involved.
A much better offensive showing there at home, and congratulations. The Chargers are exactly what they have been forever, a team that will probably rattle off 5 or 6 wins in a row now.
Come on,
and put themselves
in the
conversation, seeing how it is that they better do something, because both Oakland and Kansas City won. And kudos to Andy Reid, to Matt Moore, to the Kansas City Chiefs. We continue to wait for that big game, that next step from the boys over in the Minnesota there with Kirk Cousins and company. I thought they might get it yesterday. If they were ever going to get it on the road, it was going to be with a Patrick Mahomes-less Kansas City team. But this was a knockdown, drag them out, you know, kicking, screaming. This was a great game, entertaining game to watch. And Matt Moore, I mean, kudos, dude. I don't know what more he could have done to help this team yesterday. He did everything, but You've got Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, Damian Williams, guys that we have been waiting for all year to step up. They stepped up at home. And Kirk Cousins, listen, he threw three touchdown passes, but he was off the mark and missed some wide open guys again, like we've seen him do in the past. But also the defense. The defense got toasted in the secondary. Tyreek Hill just giving up big play after big play. It wasn't a great game for Minnesota. Again, they will benefit in any playoff atmosphere with a home game. It's when they have to go on the road, which is the big question, of course, with Kirk Cousins. But A-plus for the Chiefs, man. I don't know what else you can say about that game. They have survived a couple of weeks without Patrick Mahomes. Kudos to them, man. Still on track to take the division.
Yeah, I'd say so. And one of the things we talked about heading into this game, Joe, was the difference in Minnesota at home and on the road. The difference in that defense at home and on the road. They put I can't be mad at Minnesota. It's not like they put up a stinker. They just got beat. All right. And it's not easy when you, you know, re-lose Adam Thielen in like the first drive as well. You know, we thought he was going to come back from the hammy, but he wound up in essence being a healthy scratch after I think it was like one play or one series. They realized he was not going to be able to go. But I think, listen, Minnesota is going to be a quality team. They play better at home. This was an unfamiliar opponent. They did have a lot of fans there. Did you see them doing the skull chant in Arrowhead? And you're right with Matt Moore. Listen, he goes 25 of 35, 275 and a touchdown. More importantly, gets a win in place of Patty Mahomes. So add Matt Moore to the list of backup quarterbacks who have been able to quote unquote hold the fort, right? Whether it's Teddy Bridgewater, Gardner Minshew, who may be starting to turn into a pumpkin, or others that we've seen. The one last thing I'll say about this game, Joe, there was a game winning field goal, right, by Buckner. Did you see Patty Mahomes rush the field celebrating? I think Patty Mahomes is going to play next week.
When is their bye?
12. They have two more and then the bye.
Okay, so it is next week. They still got to go.
They got two games. Yep. Tennessee.
Fun fact
and
here.
Then the Kirk Chargers Cousins. In Mexico, and then their bye.
Kirk Cousins 0-7-1 on the road against winning football teams. Keep that in mind as we
said the same thing about Matty Stafford, and it proved true also.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think anybody's got them winning a Super Bowl, though. More around the league next.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back in here. Time to make it rain as we'll go ahead take a look at that Monday night football game coming up. Giants-Cowboys, a all-time classic, but we also want to let you know that you can certainly put your money where your mouth is and take a shot. Open yourself up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It is Jersey's largest sports book. If you head over to FanDuel.com/grid, you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You've got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether at college or pro sports. You are definitely in control. If you head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account and claim that free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And also, guys, check us out on YouTube and Instagram, Sports Grid TV. You can subscribe and follow us. Never miss a show. Highlight packages, always fun on Instagram and YouTube at Sports Grid TV. So we a couple of games that that we didn't have a chance to talk about and should be mentioned. Obviously, Matt Moore, we said, did a great job in backup to Patrick Mahomes, a guy that you can't actually recreate in any way, but great job holding the fort down. Shows you what coaching can do with Andy Reid. Great stuff by Matt Moore. Also, I don't think enough can be said about even though in a losing effort, but you know we got another. And this is why you bring in and why it's so important to have veterans as a backup like a Ryan Fitzpatrick or like a Brian Hoyer, who was kind of thrust into that situation yesterday for the Colts, where I didn't even realize he was still in the damn league. I can't remember the last time he threw a pass. And yet Jacoby Brissett got taken out by his own teammate there. And it was unfortunate. It was just one of those weird plays that, you know, he ended up getting his knee all twisted up there. Now, thankfully, according to the Colts, it's simply going to be one of these sprains, an MCL sprain that they don't anticipate. Obviously, he's going to miss that much time. But you got to feel better after watching what Brian Hoyer did in backup there. I think he threw a couple of touchdowns, two or three touchdown passes. He did have one pick six, which kind of wasn't his fault. But he showed up. I mean, there's nothing to say. He showed up, and the defense did a pretty good job of the Colts. This game is a matter of special teams once again. And the special teams for the Indianapolis Colts have been killing them all year and once again killed them yesterday. Missed extra point, missed field goal by Adam Vinatieri. I don't know. The problem with Adam Vinatieri is are you cutting your nose off to spite your face? Like, what do you do? Yep. With Adam Vinatieri, because Nick Falk was kicking last night, guys. He hasn't kicked in 2 years.
Yep.
For the Patriots. I don't know. You know, obviously in the offseason, you got to work something out, but you're going to grin or bear it with Vinatieri, I think, till the end. But also, I don't think anybody saw if Jacoby Brissett plays that entire game, might it be a different outcome? Maybe. But don't look now, guys. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're right back in it, man. Mason Rudolph is getting a little bit better every week, and they didn't have a lot. No James Conner, no Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, Minka Fitzpatrick. That defense is playing, and they're getting plays when they need to. Kudos to the Pittsburgh Steelers for beating a pretty good Colts team at home and a little undermanned. So congratulations once again. Mike Tomlin continues one of the most profitable coaches as a underdog that we have seen in a long time. Also, close to 75% yesterday at home as an underdog. He just added to that statistic yesterday by winning that game.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. On the Pittsburgh side of things, right? The first thing I want to do, yeah, okay, Mason Rudolph getting a little bit better. That's cool. Remember, they lost with their third-string quarterback in Hodges. Mm-hmm. But I want to, again, juxtapose this against the other AFC North team of Cleveland, because Pittsburgh was also, you know, down in the dumps, had lost their starting Hall of Fame quarterback, had their backup quarterback get banged up, was looking like it was going to go left. We were talking about Tomlin on a hot seat. We were talking about all sorts of stuff. But look at what a, you know, and we make fun of Tomlin sometimes, right? Because he gives that same nonsense at the podium. The standard is the standard and blah, blah, blah. But contrast that with the stuff that's coming out of Cleveland. And no wonder why Pittsburgh is able to salvage their season, and he's saying it's good to be at 4-4. They're live in the AFC, whereas Cleveland's not. And that's where I think coaching leadership really comes in. So I do say kudos to the Pittsburgh Steelers for kind of navigating the storm and living to fight another day as we enter the back half of the season. For Indianapolis, though, Joe, I think they got to move on from Vinatieri. I really do. And I think they can do it in season. Listen, the Falcons cut Matt Bryant midseason. He was like 40-some-odd years old, and they cut him midseason.
They have one win, though. It's different. They have one win. They're not playing for a play. You know, the Indianapolis
And that's
Colts
all the more
chance.
Reason they have to make this move, Joe.
But
that's
who,
the
then?
Reason they have to make this move, because they are contending. This is costing them games.
Who?
And Atlanta, it's costing them games.
Who
if they're 1-7, it doesn't matter.
That is
this
better
team, it
than
matters.
Vinatieri. Who are you bringing in that's better than Vinatieri right now?
There's a lot of people that are better than
no,
this version
not.
Of
there's
Vinatieri,
There's absolutely not, because kicking's atrocious. It's a lot of retreads. You are stuck with Vinatieri because the market, there is no market for another kicker. Otherwise, every other team needs a kicker except for Baltimore. And Nick Folk is on the Patriots, hasn't kicked in 2 years. So that
And there are
you
teams
the
making
is.
Move at kicker. Like, they are. And it matters for these Colts. They're actually a contender.
That's just their third kicker this year, New England. They don't grow on trees for some reason. I don't know. It's amazing to me the level of kicking quality in the NFL, and there being absolutely nobody to go to except for a 50-year-old Matt Bryant and a Nick Falk who hasn't kicked in 2 years. Well, I mean, yeah, great. Get rid of Vinatieri. Who the hell are you bringing in?
Like, I don't know. I'm not a kicker savant, but I would say that you can't trust this. This is hurting
Carly
this team's
Lloyd is
chances.
About the right answer. Exactly. Carly Lloyd would be an upgrade.
But what I'm saying is that this is an issue for this team. So you have to try something about it, right, Joe?
No, you got to trust the Hall of Fame best kicker in the history of the
but
NFL.
That's not who he is anymore, Joe. That's not who he is anymore.
It doesn't matter. He's still better than what you're going to replace him with.
Is he
better? Listen, it's better to have the devil you know than the devil you don't know. You're going to bring in some random retread. You don't know what you're going to get. Do you know when Vinatieri, game on the line, who are you going to trust that you can get
the
off
the game was on the line last yesterday, Joe. The game was on the line yesterday, and he
that
blew
was
it.
His fault yesterday, right? It is a two-man thing. Like, the holder needs to do their job too, don't they?
The extra point was also his fault. He's missing a lot of kicks, Joe.
Right.
This is not even the first game
that they lost. Dude working at Applebee's right now, because that's going to help them win football games, huh? That's going
to
help them
down the stretch. I do think you need to take it. Yes. I do think you need to take a look at some other people. Yes. This is a five. This is a contending team, Joe, and they have an issue at kicker.
Yeah, and they did. As a matter of fact, after week two, when they thought he was going to retire, they brought in four kickers to try. You know how many lasted? Zero, because that's what's out there right now. Vinatieri's the best you have. It ain't saying much at this point in his career, but you can't go out and replace him with anybody. Otherwise, they would have done it already. They worked out four kickers. He was going to retire. They talked him out of retiring because they realized, I ain't got nothing else out there to choose from. I trust Vinatieri, as bad as he might be right now, I still trust him more than the guy working at Applebee's.
Yes, and that was after week two. I believe that the equation has changed after week nine.
If Vinatieri's going to go, Vinatieri, I'm sure, is going to retire, but he's not going to do it. They tried to talk him out of it. They're stuck with Vinatieri. Bottom line is they're stuck with Vinatieri. or they got to go the other route and have a, you know, a Nick Folk who hasn't sat there and kicked for 2 years. Why would New England waste their time with Nick Folk? And by the way, there was a time yesterday they had a 45-yard field goal opportunity. They opted not to go for it. They opted to punt. Why? Because it's Nick Folk. He hasn't kicked in two years. So why are you going to bring that guy in?
Who just got signed by a team last week? People make changes at kicker. I know it sucks because
he's a
Hall of Famer.
Not when you have Adam Vinatieri, you don't. Not when you're in a playoff contention spot. That is the best you have. You have to grin and bear it. I mean, that's it. Week 10, you're not going to go out and get a kicker that you don't know or can't trust and bring him into that situation. You've got to keep your fingers crossed and hope Vinatieri gets better and is mentally tough enough to be able to get past this. There is no other choice for them. Or roll the dice and see what happens.
Of course there's another
choice. I don't know how that makes any sense. Unless you bring in Carly Lloyd.
And them games. He has cost them multiple games.
As many kickers have. But you know what? You can't just go. There's nobody to replace them. I don't understand why there's such a shortage of kickers. It's beyond me that we're either dealing with retreads, retired people, 50-year-olds. It's one of the most baffling positions in all of the NFL that there isn't a quite. Like, if I'm in college right now, all I want to do is kick. Like, that's what I, because my ticket to the NFL is a kick. I'm telling you right now, you want to go.
The Rosa Award in the NCAA, right? Whoever it is needs to, like, market themselves a little bit better so that we know about them so they could get drafted.
Yep.
You know?
It's your ticket to the NFL. You don't even have to wait till you graduate. Like, if you can kick as a junior, they will draft your ass.
Declaring
early. They will draft you. Like, you got to be kidding me. It's one of the – forget about quarterback. Like, be a kicker. And I guarantee you, you got $1 million, a minimum $1 million waiting for you and a career in the NFL. It's just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me. We can't – we got to deal with the
center that plays tight games in the trenches. They need a kicker they can depend on. If Vinatieri's that guy, we'll see. But I don't know. I try what's behind for number three.
Roll the dice. I just don't know. If you're a kicker, call Indy. They might be looking for a new one. Monday Night Football next.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk, I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19.
Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFC East is on display here tonight as both of these teams, the Cowboys and the Giants, had the opportunity to watch Philadelphia take care of business against the Chicago Bears yesterday. Carson Wentz rounding into form. They got the running game going on. They've also defensively have gotten healthier in the secondary all of a sudden now. What a difference a couple of weeks makes for the Philadelphia Eagles, as they are starting to, take it to another level. So that means if the Giants or Dallas are going to make a run at this thing, and I think we all agree that it's going to be the division winner, and that's it from the NFC East. The rest will be mediocrity or, draft picks like Washington. But they go into tonight. Now, this line opened up at 7.5. It is a ton, and I mean a ton of public support here for the Dallas Cowboys, about 75% of the tickets on Dallas. But the line continued to move down, which means some of the bigger bets certainly coming in on the New York Giants with the points. So it's now under that key number of 7. It's at 60.5. The over-under is hovering around 48.5. I don't think they have Sterling Shepard tonight. I think he's still in the concussion protocol. But other than that, I think everybody else is pretty much healthy. So it's not they're not missing all the guys like they were a couple of weeks ago. So you've got a full complement of weapons once again for minus Sterling Shepard. You've got everybody else for Danny Dimes. Dallas, too. Their offensive line was a bit of a problem early on, but no, they seem to have also gotten a little bit healthier. So no excuses here. 0, plus you got a new face for the Giants. They got themselves a Leonard Williams in the middle of that defense now, hopefully, to be able to slow down the running games. Will it ultimately matter? I don't know. I think it's the passing game that's going to determine that tonight. Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, they weren't good in this building a month ago, but it's a different team, different time. They faced them already, but last time they faced them, they torched that secondary. But that was at home. Dallas, not the same team on the road like they are in Jerry World in Arlington. So when you look at this game, what do you think that the keys to the Giants winning? What do the Giants have to do in order to be able to pull this out?
I think the Giants need to get off to a hot start. I think they need to leverage that crowd. I think they need to, put doubt in Dallas's mind, that sort of thing. I think they need to get off hot, and I think they need to, keep Danny Dimes on schedule. When I do in-game live all the time with Gabe, we talk about this, the like scripted plays. They need to be in third and manageables. They need to not all of a sudden have to force Danny Dimes to make crazy plays to keep them involved. I think you need to see Saquon on first and second down. I think you need to see a lot of third and four so that they can leverage guys like Golden Tate and Evan Ingram in the intermediate game. Okay, that's what Tate and Ingram are. I don't think they have the downfield threat, so I don't think that the Giants can get behind schedule or behind the chains and behind in this game. So I would like, what I'm looking for is early on them keeping Danny Dimes safe, kind of, and keep on moving the ball with the run game and these short passes. That's what I'm looking for to keep them on schedule.
I think they have to. And here's the interesting thing that the Giants did that showed me that Gettleman is not, he's certainly not throwing the towel in this year. You don't trade away draft picks to bring in Leonard Williams, who you're going to have to negotiate with if you are not seriously trying to make a run at this NFC East title. And listen, they got two wins. The leaders got four. There is a chance to be able to do this, but it starts here tonight. So I thought it was telling that Gettleman would go out and trade away future picks in order to be able to do something right now. So I think that sends a message to the Giants. The Giants have always faced the Cowboys. They've always played them tough. Even when the Giants weren't any good, they still always play the Giants. The familiarity here and everything else that comes along with it, only it's a new quarterback. It's a new era for the Giants. I do think Saquon can have a huge game here. I really do. I think that that defense, a little bit overrated for the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're susceptible to a running back like Saquon. And I think if Danny Dimes does not turn the damn ball over, if he doesn't turn the damn ball over and allow Saquon to get out in some space, I think they can control the clock, control the tempo. And then you got to see what this secondary does, because it really is, to me, you know, are we going to give up 200 yards to Amari Cooper here tonight? Because that's the big question mark.
Well, do me a favor. Just don't give up 100 yards to Michael Gallup, because that's what I need in my fantasy team. Okay?
Oh, even better.
I'm in
but
a place
right.
where
don't
I need Michael
team
Gallup
one and leave the other open
to not go off. All right. But look at some prop bets. Here's what I think is interesting off the narrative you're talking about, Joe. You know, we have two of the premier running backs in the National Football League in this game, Joe. And when you look at like the scrimmage yards, you know, the rushing and receiving yards prop bet, Ezekiel Elliott, 118.5. Wow. Saquon Barkley, 114.5. Those are big totals. And that, you know, there's no reasons why both of those guys might not be able to go over. And you talk about Danny Dimes playing a clean game. Joe, Danny Dimes' interception, yes, is minus 270. No, it's plus 200. So if you like the Giants, would you correlate those bets, Joe, at all? You know, like a no plus 200 for Danny Dimes on interceptions and the G-men plus 6.5?
Yeah, I that's the only way it works. I mean, that's right. going to be the only way that it's
they
gotta going
be
to
together,
happen.
Right?
Yep, it's got to be together. And if that's the case, also, you probably should be looking at the under, because I don't think a shootout favors the Giants in any way, shape, or form. I think controlling the tempo, controlling the clock, limiting possessions, I think that's going to be their best shot at this. If it does get into a free-for-all, I just don't know that the Giants, because you're going to be asking Danny Dimes to take chances and risks, and when you do that with a rookie quarterback, that's where the turnovers. So I would also correlate the under in that scenario as well.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, Joe, what's so important is early on them staying on schedule, right? So that Danny Dimes is not forced into exactly what you're describing, right? Making the mistakes, having to feel like he's got to keep up with Amari Cooper or Dallas putting on points. You're right. I think profile to the under, and that's the path for the Giants, right?
Yep.
Have a more blue-collar kind of game, rely on Saquon, Danny Dimes not making mistakes, and this game winding up, you know, this game being 17-14 going into the fourth, and then someone making a play.
Yeah, and now if the odds are, looking at the NFC East standings right now, how many wins does Philadelphia have now? Are they up to 4 or 5 with that yesterday?
They are 4.
All right, so therefore, Dallas...
They're 5-4.
Oh, they're 5-4. Okay, so this is a big game, obviously, for both. I mean, Dallas is trying to keep pace now, and the Giants are trying to make it real, real interesting, because if they win, then you'll have 5 wins, 4 wins, 3 wins, and I do believe the Giants in Philadelphia still on that schedule, right? I mean, they've got... I know they played Dallas once. Did they play Philadelphia yet, or did I miss that? I think they did,
but I'll go back and double check.
Yeah, because I mean, that's, you've got the teams you need to play in front of you if you're the Giants. So I can't wait to see what Leonard Williams does here, if he does anything against the run and gives them, because you traded away a couple of future assets because you thought that was going to be the key maybe to do some things defensively. Dallas, we've seen them on the road throw up all over themselves sometimes. So Jason Garrett versus Pat Shurmur tonight, in a must-win kind of situation for both of these teams. Because if you don't win, if you're the Giants, then you're kind of looking at a situation where, all right, what are we hoping for?
I mean, they're
for?
2-6, Joe. You talk about them still as buyers getting Leonard Williams, but they're 2-6. Right. Like, they they're need to win this game. You're right, though. They haven't played Philly yet. Joe, the last four for the Giants, okay? Let's play out this Shangri-La. They get the win. You know, they stay – because next week they play the damn Jets, right? Mm-hmm. So that could be two in a row, and then they're bye.
There you go. Yep.
Joe, they finish – okay, I don't think this is going to happen. Let me just say that right off the bat. I think Philly wins this division, okay? But if you want to play this out, let's say the Giants win tonight. They win against the Jets. Then they have their bye. Joe, their last four games, two against Philly, okay?
Right.
At Philly week 14, they host Philly to end the season. Their last four games are two against Philly, Miami, and Washington.
Oh, jeez. So look at that.
Oh, what? Oh, what? Yeah, Miami and Washington. And then, honestly, right after the bye is Chicago, and I think they unravel also. Literally, Joe, they got seven games left, right? Tonight, the Jets, right? The four I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's at Chicago, and they're unraveling too. So if they get this win tonight,
right,
then – if they want to try and take care of business against the division and against the Eagles in December, maybe they've got a path. Maybe.
It starts tonight, though. That's for sure. I don't think we can state it. Now, you going under, over? You think this is going to be a shootout? How are you working with this?
No, I think this is Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley. I think this is Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley. I like your underplay, Joe. That's the narrative, I think. I think we're going to see which running back is best, and I think we're going to see, you know, play action shots from both quarterbacks. Will there be a 55-yard try to Amari Cooper off play action? Yes.
Right.
Will there be like a guy like Darius Slayton that maybe gets a play action shot?
Right.
Sure. But this is going to be won and lost on Zeke and Saquon, in my opinion.
It's interesting, too. It's funny that this past weekend, we had some division matchups here where I do believe you had the entire AFC West take on the NFC North here, right? I think those were the games that we had.
Right.
You had Oakland taking on Detroit, San Diego. Yeah, that's a 4-0 sweep for the AFC West, guys, taking down the NFC North, not Green Bay, not
But still.
What's that?
But they all won.
Yeah.
Denver
beat
Cleveland.
They all won.
But they all won. It wasn't all the NFC North. That's what I'm saying. They played the AFC North.
No. I mean, the matchups were in there, but the West swept the NFC. I mean, for the most part, are we talking about is it more balanced or better, you think, do you think that the AFC has got better quality teams and the NFC is the really top heavy?
I still think the NFC. When you look at the
NFC, the NFC's
teams,
got the better teams.
When you look at the NFC West teams,
right,
and let's not forget about New Orleans who didn't play yesterday either.
That's a good point.
Okay,
yep,
so I still think. Let's put it this way: the last NFC wild card, in my opinion, will have a better record than the 6-seed AFC wild card. You know, in the AFC, we're talking about what? Still teams like the Colts who don't have a kicker, Buffalo who we don't know if we believe, can the Chargers who only have four wins get hot? Those are the kinds of teams we're talking about. Meanwhile, in the NFC, we're talking about Seattle in that spot who may have the MVP. We're talking about Minnesota who I think we have more faith in a team like Seattle than a team like Buffalo. And so that's why I still think the NFC is tougher.
Yeah, the NFC still got
the
leg up.
Also, you know, so the NFC, I think, still has more teams. It's bigger. It's more of a gauntlet in the NFC.
They also have the only undefeated team still in the San Francisco 49ers, and that division is going to be very interesting here come the second half of the season. Now, who the 49ers, the Rams, are we still sleeping on the Rams? Is the you know, can Cleveland get it turned around? Does New England, who I
go ahead. We had a poll on this, which who's the best team in the NFL? And my, how 1 week changes things, right? Who is the best team in the NFL? The Saints, 39%. The Niners, 28%. The Patriots, only 23%. I wonder what that would have been 24 hours ago.
Well, the good news is Belichick gets a week off now to patch up the holes, and then we'll see what we get on the second half. It does get harder for their schedule. But Monday Night Football, we'll be back breaking it down tomorrow. Make it rain, people.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Missed on Make It Rain.
It's one thing if you want to give Freddie Kitchens a chance and nobody expects you to win more than two games. You can kind of, you know, the trials and tribulations, you can kind of work with him and you can he's learning as he goes. But you put him in a spot to me, Dane, to fail because all eyes are on Cleveland. You got a quarterback who won't shut up. You were going to win the Super Bowl. Like, all of these things and expectations on a guy that's never had even a mentor from a head coaching perspective to help him along the way. You basically thrust this guy in so John Dorsey could run the team. And that's really what that move was all about. And it's backfiring in every direction. So now what are you going to do? You're going to fire Freddie Kitchens. And who's going to want the damage again? I don't know that you can unring this bell in Cleveland anytime soon.
I think that's fair, but Joe, remember, we're a year or two removed from them being 0-16. You know what I mean?
Right, but they were 0-16 with no expectations and no talent.
Right. No, I understand. No talent. I understand the expectations were there. Yes, absolutely, yeah. And that changes
the
dynamic.
And the talent wasn't there either, though.
Right, and that's why I'm saying, so my point is, though, that I do believe that when they fire Freddie Kitchens, and I do believe that'll be on Black Monday, I do think there'll still be people who want this job, though, Joe, because I do believe there is talent there. You get an adult in the room, and you give it a year or two, and I think they'd be okay. But to me, this stuff, Joe, you know, when you talk about the expectations that raised, you know, they brought some of that on themselves, Joe. Yes, a lot of this was little hype and buzz when they got Odell in March and April. I give you that. But then they brought some of this on themselves. They were the one doing GQ interviews. They were the ones, you know, putting on these cleats. They were the ones talking about other quarterbacks. They were the ones saying, like, if anybody leaks in this organization, we'll fire them. So what I want to know is, hey, Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey, you just said if leaks will be fired. Is Jermaine Whitehead getting cut today?
Yeah. No, it's not, by the way. It'll be handled internally. Like, how can you do that? How can you allow a guy to go on social media in the NFL and threaten to kill fans and a reporter and just be like, oh, guys, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we're going to go ahead and handle this. Like, what are you going to do internally? Like, if I'm Roger Goodell right now, you just had one of your players go out there and threaten to kill somebody publicly on social media. Like, you know, heaven forbid something is to happen, whether it's his fault or it's not now. What kind of look is that to the NFL? Like, how do you not suspend his ass?
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.